West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, this week marks the 66th anniversary of the Villarica explosion, an event that led to the prevention of countless other gas explosions and better responses to local disasters worldwide, and remains the most catastrophic event in the history of Carroll County.
This was the greatest tragedy in the U.S. in 1957. The news about it went Associated Press all over the world. What happened was it was caused by a gas leak underneath Berry's Pharmacy on Main Street called Montgomery Street in downtown Villarica. It happened on December 5th, 1957. 12 people died in the explosion. 32 were injured.
Elaine Bolden Bailey authored the book Explosion in Villarica, based on accounts surrounding the incident.
My husband worked at Berry's Pharmacy. He was in high school. He was 18 years old. That night, he went to hang up his apron the Wednesday night before it happened on Thursday morning about 11 o'clock. Next day, he was in school, Villarica High School, senior class. There was a horrific explosion. And in just a few minutes, someone from the pharmacy came and got John, took him to the pharmacy, to the scene. John was asked to identify those that had been burned.
The Georgia Historical Society, City of Villarica, and Villarica Downtown Development Authority erected an historical marker at the site of the explosion in 2007 on the incident's 50th anniversary.
People always remembered where they were when they heard the explosion, where they were when they heard about the explosion. It has stuck with people. We don't want to forget those 12 who perished. When there was the 40th anniversary, there was a plaque, like a marker, put on the side of 78 on the ground across from Berry's Pharmacy. At the 50th anniversary remembrance ceremony, the building had been restored to look like the 1895 Powell Marchman building.
The tragedy highlighted the need for both an organized local emergency response unit and the use of odor in the natural gas supply.
Forever afterward, everyone has the fear of smelling a gas leak, because now we know, because of the events, we know what can happen. Before that, not so much. People weren't familiar with the gas and its dangers. The second thing beneficial that came from this is more serious-minded members of the government establishing readiness, preparedness, emergency situations.
The explosion destroyed four buildings and damaged several others in Villarica's downtown, killed 12 and injured 20. Ensuing litigation placed a considerable financial burden on the city, suppressing economic development for years. A single state Senate Republican voting against the latest proposed state Senate district maps on Friday, and that was District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan of Carrollton. However, the proposed maps received a majority of support and will now be reviewed by a federal judge for approval. Georgia legislators were ordered by a U.S. District Judge Steve Jones in October to draw black majorities in one additional congressional district, two additional state Senate districts, and five additional state House districts. Legislators' efforts have resulted in half of Carroll County to be represented by a new state senator, whereas right now all of Carroll is currently represented by Dugan. Dugan insists the judge's order could have been met without having such an impact on Carroll County.
They just totally sliced Carroll County up. A few years ago, Carroll County was whole except for four precincts: Fairfield, Hewlett, Whitesburg, and Lowell. And then when we changed it this last time, all of Carroll County was together. This time, my district is, it's roughly now, 27 north to Bremen and 61-166 east to Douglas County in that pie slice up to Villarica.
With the new Senate map, Dugan says southern Carroll County, including Bowdoin, Rupeville, and Whitesburg, would fit into Senate District 6, where current District 28 State Senator Matt Brass of Noonan would fit.
Now I've got two-thirds geographically of the county that I don't technically represent. Now, I still will. And, you know, if somebody calls me from outside the district, I'm not going to say, you're not in my district, you need to call so-and-so. I'll still help them. But it just makes it more complicated. Let's say any local piece of legislation that somebody wants done, now if it's Bowdoin or Whitesburg, or it's not me, it's Senator Brass.
And Dugan released a statement on Friday that explains more of the process he went through to avoid having Carroll County's representation split. You can find that on the News Talk 1330.com website. Carroll County's aggressive criminal enforcement unit expressing concern over the amount of Glock switches they are recovering being associated with criminal activity.
In the last year into this year, we've seen an increase in our seizure of those firearms accessories. That's all that. So a Glock switch turns it into a machine gun. So it basically replaces the back plate on a Glock. They look like the normal Glock back plate. Where you can't really tell unless you function check the firearm. The majority of the ones we've seen, they stick out a little more, and they actually do have a switch that will switch it from semi-auto, meaning it fires one round when you pull the trigger, to fully automatic. As long as you hold the trigger down and it's got ammo in there, it's going to keep shooting.
Kyle Jones is an investigator with the local ACE unit, a multi-jurisdictional task force.
So we've seen an increase in those in the city, in the county. The reason why, I would guess, is just the availability of them. A lot of times they're manufactured overseas, and they're cheap to make. I mean, they're just a small piece of aluminum, basically. People are going to take that risk of putting them on there. They kind of become a cultural stamp. Drugs, guns, and money. That's the three main food groups in what we do. And, yeah, we see them. I would say 99% of the drug houses that we do search warrants on that we go to, they're going to have guns in there.
And members of the ACE unit were guests on Friday's WLVB Community Voice. And that entire program is now archived online at Newstalk1330.com. The University of West Georgia on Saturday announcing that Joel Taylor, defensive coordinator at Mercer University, has been named the school's next head football coach. Taylor becomes the 12th head football coach in program history and will lead the program into their first season of Division I football in 2024. He will be formally introduced at a welcome event on Tuesday at 12 noon in the atrium of the Coliseum. Georgia's District 3 Congressman Drew Ferguson among the 105 Republicans and 206 Democrats voting to expel Republican George Santos of New York from the House of Representatives on Friday. Santos had survived two previous expulsion efforts but could not overcome a third one after the release of a House Ethics Committee report 2 weeks ago that found, quote, substantial evidence that the freshman lawmaker had knowingly violated ethics guidelines, House rules, and criminal laws. Georgia's District 14 Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene voted against the expulsion. The latest U.S. drought monitor showing the majority of our listening area continues to experience moderate drought conditions, although northern Polk and Paulding counties are experiencing severe drought. With moderate drought conditions, crops are vulnerable, soil moisture is low, gardens and lawns require more water, stream and pond levels are lower, water temperatures increase, and tree stress begins. For the 8th consecutive time, the Georgia School Boards Association has recognized the Carrollton Board of Education as an exemplary board of achievement. The recognition program is designed to showcase best practices in school governance and leadership, supporting the local community through the advancement of student learning and achievement. A board must complete 9 requirements to be considered for the exemplary board designation, one of those including earning continuing education credits via classes and training. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.